Well, this certainly is a interesting call that God gives to people, but they need the Lord just as much as anybody else. And so very desperate people. And I'm still of the opinion, I don't think it's an opinion, I think it's truth. If the Lord has called someone to a place, God has somebody there that they can reach.
Yes.
And so just pray for them. And we'll try to get together and get some dates together. Maybe they can come back and give some more details on their call and what the Lord has for them. Sharon, if you would turn the air. I'm hot, and I see people fanning, so it doesn't take much for me to get sort of heated. All right, tonight, if you would, take your Bibles, turn to the book of 1 Thessalonians, chapter number 5. First Thessalonians chapter 5. Hasn't been too many weeks ago that we looked at verse number 17 and said pray without ceasing. We did a little bit of work on those three words, and we read a lot of the passage here with us. And so let's go back to verse 16. And once again, we'll read down through these verses, and then we'll look at another verse tonight. Verse 16, 1 Thessalonians 5 says, "Rejoice evermore, pray without ceasing, and everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the spirit, despise not prophesying, prove all things, hold fast that which is good, abstain from all appearance of evil, and the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who also will do it.
Amen.
Brethren, pray for us. Greet all the brethren with an holy kiss. I charge you by the Lord that this epistle be read, and all the holy brethren, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you. Amen." If you look through the book of 1 Thessalonians, you'll find that every chapter has a mention of the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Here Paul tells us that we are to be preserved blameless, our bodies, our whole spirit and soul, unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. That is a truth that God gives us as a Christian, but he gives us these little, almost like just little short sentences here that gives us some short instruction, but the instruction is so very important to us. Can you imagine two words any more important than rejoice evermore? And just two little words, but it tells us to rejoice forever. Then he tells us in those three words, pray without ceasing. And we dealt with that two or three weeks ago. I believe it was on a Wednesday night. Then tonight, I want us to look at verse number 18, a little bit longer verse, but it has a subject matter that I think is very important to every child of God. It says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." Just simply, in everything give thanks. That is a very difficult, again, another verse that is easy to read, quick to read, but sometimes it's very hard to do that. It's one of those verses, I think, that has also been greatly misunderstood down through the different times, because we casually look at it and we make a wrong interpretation. The most important word, I think, in this verse is the first word. It says "in." And it does not say that we're to be thankful for every trial, or we're to be thankful for every thing that comes to us, but in everything we're to give thanks. Everything that comes our way, in that we can certainly give thanks to the Lord that he has enabled us sometimes to endure that, sometimes to rejoice in those things. And as we have read there in Romans 8, all things come to us that love the Lord. It's for our good, it's for the purpose of God in our life. Now, there's a lot of things in this world that I don't think we are thankful for. And this is not what the verse says. We're not to be thankful for everything, but in those things, we can have a thankful heart. I don't think any of us tonight can say that we are thankful for sin. We all are wrapped in sin. We are all confronted with it continually every day in our life. As we look around, we see people that have been affected, families that have been affected, churches, nations that's been affected by the results of sin, mistreated, and all the things that come that bring about a sorrow of heart. And so we're not thankful for sin, but we can be thankful in that we can fall upon our face before the Lord. We're not to be thankful for the sin that brings a nation to its knees, and we're seeing that before our very eyes tonight. We're seeing our nation literally being torn apart and torn asunder because of the rampant acceptance of ungodliness. Seemingly nothing is wrong. Seemingly nothing is off base or out of bounds. And we are certainly not thankful for that. We're not thankful for our friends that have died this year, the problems, the struggles that have come to family members, even of our own family and your family. We're not thankful for that, but we can be thankful in that, and that we know Him, that He is able to deliver us. I don't think we ought to be thankful, and certainly not thankful for disease. Brother Mike mentioned tonight 3 people that diagnosed with cancer. We know people everywhere that have multiple problems in their health and multiple difficulties that's come to their life, how that affects them and our family members, and battling terrible diseases, and we wonder how in the world can we get through that, and hoping and praying for some of the cures that could be maybe discovered for that. We're not thankful for those things that come to us. We're not thankful for the difficulties of life, but we are thankful that we have one that will see us through that. We have one that will help us, undergird us, and will strengthen us, even though struggles come to all of us. None of us are immune to the problems of life. None of us are given a list, say, this will never happen to you, because you never know what's going to happen. You never know what's going to be given out to us. And so the list could go on and on and on concerning these problems, that we are not thankful for those things. And so the verse here tells us that in everything, be thankful. In every process that comes to our life, everything that comes to us, then we can be thankful that God can deliver us and can help us through that. This is one of those tough verses. I believe this book from cover to cover. I believe even the outside of it says Holy Bible. I believe that is the book. And there are some things in this book that are hard for us to comprehend. There's hard things for us to live. There's difficulties that come to us. But we can be thankful that we have a God in heaven. We have a Spirit in our heart. We have the love of the Lord Jesus Christ in our soul, that we can face those issues and face those times and know that He's there to help us. And so when Paul is ending out this first letter to the church of Thessalonica, as he writes from the city of Athens back to this church of Thessalonica, he is giving them some short information verses, and here he tells us in everything, give thanks. Doesn't say be thankful for, but says to give thanks and to know that there is the will of God. Every one of us, God has a purpose for our life. God has a path for us to travel. I believe He has a way for us to go. And sometimes we get out of the way. Sometimes we get off the path, but that doesn't change God's plan and purpose for our life. And sometimes those difficulties come to us as a result of us not being sold out to Him. And a lot of hard things, a lot of disappointments in life. I've often said that life is hard. And who in here tonight would not admit that life is hard? Sometimes the kids here at school, they say, oh, this is hard. And that's just the beginning of time. that's the beginning of their life, or they say, I don't want to do this. And so sometimes we don't want to face what we have to face. Sometimes we don't want to look at it. Sometimes we don't want to accept it. And so life is hard, and there are disappointments that come to us often. But I'm so glad tonight that we have the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. We have the will of God. And in spite of all that seems bad, we can be thankful for the position where God places us and puts us. We may not, and we're not told to enjoy all of it. We're told that He has a will for us. And so in spite of all the bad things, there's some things we can be thankful for. And I could go around the building tonight, and we could find a whole lot of things of which we are thankful for. We're thankful for our salvation. Praise the Lord. Born again by the Spirit of God. A child of the King. Unworthy as anybody could ever be, but yet God looked down and He spoke to my heart. He has spoken to your heart. And He brings us to a knowledge and to an understanding that we need the Lord. That we need God. And so tonight we need to be very, very thankful for the salvation. Our brother here tonight, what was the percentage? 62% of his support being raised. And he needs to be at the 100% support, because he's going to a nation that was 99.8%. You know what we'd call that? 100%. Yeah. I mean, math, you round it up. If it's over 5, you round up. So you can say 100%. Of course, thank God for those few and then the little groups that have come to learn to know the Lord. And so going to a place that does not want Him, going to a people that does not care, that do not care about us, and so we can be thankful that God has a will for us, and He guides us, He directs us, He helps us, He gives us instructions in righteousness that we can follow the path that He has for us, whereby we can do the will of the Lord in our lives. So tonight, I think it goes without saying, we're thankful for our salvation. Saved us. Good term is converted, saved, regenerated. You take those terms, it just means there's been a change. A change in life, a change in direction. And tonight we can be thankful. You know, but by the grace of God, we'd be that 99.8% people. We could very easily be that group of people that have never heard and have never known anything about the things of God's Word. But when the Lord calls an individual, when God gives us the desire in our heart that we go and tell them, as I said a while ago, if God has called him, then God has a people for him. I believe that with all my soul. I don't believe the Lord would have us spin our wheels, spend our time, spend our money to go and have nothing accomplished or nothing happen. Because the Lord knows who is there, and guess what? He knows who will hear. And praise the Lord, we take the message to them. And so if God calls an individual and God calls people to the house of the Lord, then we can know that He has a perfect will for their life. So I'm glad tonight that I'm saved. And I'm glad that I've been born again. And I'm glad that it's an eternal salvation, eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And so tonight we read this verse here in 1 Thessalonians 5, in everything give thanks. I'm thankful tonight above all other things that I'm saved. I'm thankful that I am a Christian and that I have a life that is eternal, heaven bound, going to heaven. Everything has already been prepared there. He's gone to prepare us a place, and He says, where I am, there you may be also. And so as we depart this life, we enter into the place that God has prepared for us. This morning about 9 o'clock, Brother Carl Brothers entered into his place. We've had others of our church family. We've had folks of our personal families that as they leave this world, they go to a better world. And what a joy it is to know where our loved ones have gone. And we are headed bound toward heaven. A great life here, but a greater life there. A great time here upon this side of eternity. But thank God for eternity that lasts forever and forever. And nothing will ever change our relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. So I'm saved. I'm thankful for that. In everything, give thanks. If I was to have you raise your hand, not how many of you are thankful you're saved, every hand better go up. I mean, we better be thankful that God has saved us. Not only that, but we have great possessions. Oh, we may not have a whole lot of the world's goods, but we have great possessions. We have things that the world does not understand. We have those things that the world look at and do not see what we have and what God has blessed us with. We have our homes. We have our clothing. We have our freedom. We have our way to get around. I was talking to Brother Severus the other day about one of the big cities there. He said, there's no way that if you don't have a car, there's no way you can get around. And he looked up the place, and he said, here's how much it is, gas is per gallon, and it was $9 a gallon. But he said, there's 4 million people, and he said, I don't see it ever happening where people do not have their transportation. I said, well, if you go to Manila, you could see it. And so they have millions of people and very little transportation. But we have, you and I tonight, we have what we want. God's been good to us. God's been good to our country. God's been good to the people of this country because we loved Him. We trusted Him. And we have what most of the world wishes they had. And we have a crowd in this country that wants to destroy us and bring us down to their level of third world country. May God help us to recognize the blessings that God has given to us. But if we lose it, what are we to do? We'd be thankful in all things. We'd have our thankfulness in our heart. Not only my salvation, not only my possessions, but the one thing that I believe that all of us can truly say that we are thankful for is the health that God has given to us. Now, we're all in here tonight. Everybody has their pills. Everybody has their shots. Everybody has their doctors. Everybody has their problems. But for the most part tonight, we are pretty healthy. We have a lot of good things. And in everything, give thanks. Health is something that until you lose it, you don't really realize how important that it is. Thinking about Brother Carl tonight, had surgery almost 2 years ago, and he's fought that battle 2 years solid. And I talked to Donna the other day, and she said he's never complained. Had a lot of pain, sure. Had a lot of difficulties and discomfort. And in those 2 years, the surgery never did heal. It was an open wound all that time. And the cancer just finally got him. And I was there Saturday, and we talked, and I went out, and I told Brother Tom, I said, he looks good. He did not look bad. He looked like he could walk through the door and looked like he'd always looked. But inside, everything was wrong. But I'm glad one day and today everything was fixed. Everything's taken care of. But Carl been a friend for a number of years, and I appreciate his ministry and his life. He, as I said Sunday, he taught here. He and Donna both taught in our school some, and just been good friends. And I can I think I can see. I don't think I ever heard Carl complain about anything. And I can imagine laying in that bed how I would be. I can imagine how distraught I would be. But you know what? You never know until God gives you the grace to go through it. You never know how you would respond. You never know how you would react. And so, in everything, give thanks. I'm thankful for my health. And I'm sure all of us can identify with that. We're not in the care of hospice tonight like Carl was and like Darlene's dad is. We're up, we're able, we can do, we can go. In all things, be thankful. Not only my salvation, my possessions, my health, but I believe we can be thankful for our friends and our families. We surely better be. We have a friend that sticketh closer than a brother, and that's Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. That's, I see families with brothers and sisters, which I have not. I don't understand, I can't comprehend the closeness of my wife's family and your families. I can't even comprehend that verse that says he sticketh closer than a brother. But I'm glad he's there with me. We have a friend. We need to be thankful for our friends, our families, what they mean to us. As much sometimes as we disagree with what family does and what friends do, they're very important to us somewhere down the line. Somewhere we'll need them. Somewhere we'll have to have them, and we certainly need to be thankful. As we go on down through there, we could think of some other things. I'm thankful tonight, and I know you are, for our church. Praise the Lord for what God's given us. Good churches are scarce. You probably know more about that than I do. But I thank God for a church that is willing, able to do and to follow the direction, the leadership of the Lord. We need to learn to be thankful in those things. Our family, our church family, where people can grow in the truth and try our best without compromise. And it's difficult. It's hard. Because everything around us says give in. Everything around us says give over. Everything around us says give up. But thank God for people that love the Lord. We're thankful for our blessed hope. He's coming again. There, verse number 23 says that we are to be blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. I have written out there beside that, that's a sanctifying truth. To be blameless, to be set aside, to be given over to the knowledge that Jesus is coming. One day, just like today, and it might be even today before with the midnight hour, he's coming. It's going to be a day like every other day. We get up, we do our things, we go through our daily walk, we have our life planned out, and all of a sudden we're gone because the Lord has sounded the trumpet and we've gone to meet him. What a blessed hope that is. Yeah. Paul calls it the blessed hope of the believer. The blessed hope of knowing that we will finally one day reach our destination. To be thankful for he's coming again. We sang the song tonight, saved, saved. Well, I'm glad we can also sing he's coming again. And he's coming for the saved. He's coming for the believer. Coming for the Christian. We're to be thankful for peace that we have. I'm not struggling tonight with peace. I'm glad I have the peace of God because I have peace with God. So those two different things. You're not going to have peace unless you have peace with God and have the peace of God in your life. Our peace has been settled. I don't know what tomorrow holds. Every morning I usually wake up early. And first thing I do, I go to from the bedroom to the TV room, and I pick up my phone to read the headlines. And you know what? I haven't read any good things yet. This one has killed so many, and this has happened, and this earthquake has taken place, or this fire, or this murder, or this house burning. There's no good news. Oh, but there is. It's called the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ. And so we have a knowledge that we have peace inside, even though we do not know what takes on tomorrow. I don't want to know what's going to take place tomorrow. Do you? All these folks that pay thousands of dollars to go to their card readers and their crystal, I don't want to know what's going to take place tomorrow. It might not be too good, and I don't want to have to worry about it. I have peace tonight that whatever happens, whatever takes place, He is in control. We're to be thankful for that, thankful for our great opportunities. The Lord's given us so many opportunities. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning who? You, the child of God. Thankful at all times. That's hard. It just says simply, in everything give thanks. I don't know about you as a member, but I know about me as a pastor. Sometimes it's hard to give thanks in everything. It's difficult. It's hard. But that does not change the scripture. But I can be thankful that the Lord has given us blessings and all those things that we've talked about. And even though there's bumps in the road, even though there's potholes, even though there's discouragements, even though there's problems, I may lose my friends, I may lose my possessions, I may lose the opportunities, I may lose my peace, but I'm settled in heaven for the Lord Jesus Christ, and I have hope in Him and Him alone, so therefore, to be thankful. What is thankfulness? What is thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is a outward expression, I think, of a realization in our heart. We have realized that something has come to me, and I can express my thankfulness to that. The Bible says, James chapter 1, verse 17, says, every good gift, every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, or He does not change. There's no shadow of turning. Thank God tonight when I have a realization that the Lord has done something for me, it's a whole lot easier to be thankful then than any other time. When you get the good reports, you can say, thank the Lord. When you get the good letter from someone or whatever it might be in our lives, we can then say it's easy to be thankful in everything. Thanksgiving is a realization of that which has taken place in our heart. If it were not for the Lord, we would not have anything. If it was not for Him, we would have nothing. And things could be a lot worse than they are now. Compared to the rest of the world, we are rich. Compared to the rest of the world, we are very, very rich. Thanksgiving is not only a sign of realization, but it's a sign of being accepted. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6 says, But godliness with contentment is great gain. That contentment there is thankfulness. Yes. Godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it's certain we can carry nothing out. And having food, raiment, Paul says, let us be there with content. Thankfulness. I think Paul said it another way. He said, I've learned whatever state I am in to be content. To whatever condition, Paul had learned that he could have contentment in his heart and in his ministry, in his life, and all that we have comes from the Lord Jesus Christ. We need to understand that the Lord wants the best for us. He does not want to harm us. He does not want to destroy us. He wants the best for us. And He's not waiting somewhere around the corner to zap us because we've sinned. He may be waiting in the shadows to forgive us when we come unto Him. I was in an office today, and there's some folks there that were having some procedures that they were going to have, and they were fearful. And this young man came in, I don't know, probably 25. And he said, I heard him talking beforehand, And he gave this lady some good advice. Her friend was going through some problems, and he didn't know her. He said, but he said, you need to tell her the first thing she needs to do is turn to the Lord. Well, that's pretty good advice. See, he said, then whatever it is, just repent of your sin and make sure you're right with God. I said, boy, he's doing a pretty good job. So he goes back behind in another place, and he hears this man talking about some procedure that he's going to have, and the man was so very fearful. And he goes up to the window. I think he was a UPS driver, and had a delivery. And he told the secretary in the face, I couldn't help but overhear. He said, have a lot to look forward to. He said, I'm young. And the man looked at him, and he said, you just wish me all the luck in the world. He said, I can do better than that. He said, I'll pray for you. Didn't even know him. And the gentleman come out, and we spoke. I said, by the way, prayer does work. And he said, thank you. And so God has given us so many things. So many things that he blesses us with. And thanksgiving is an acceptance that God has put us where he wants us, and he can get us through it. In all things, in everything, give thanks. Then lastly, thanksgiving is a sign of gratitude. Just gracious gratitude. Matthew 6:31 says, therefore take no thought, saying, what shall we eat? What shall we drink? Or whether all shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. Matthew is saying, those Gentiles over there, and he still had the attitude probably, those dogs. He said, all they want are things. And Matthew's writing this down as he hears the Lord. He said, those things the Gentiles seek after. He said, for your heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. You know what? Before we need them, he knows it. He said, they want food, they want clothing, they want all those things listed there. What are we going to eat? What are we going to drink? How are we going to dress? He said, that's what the Gentiles seek after. And Matthew writes it down, and he hears the Lord say, but your heavenly Father, he knoweth that you have need of all these things. And then he says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added unto you. I have that verse written on my paper. If I turn to it tonight, I have every one of those little words, all these things, underlined. I'm glad God knows all these things. And I can have gratitude in my heart that my Father in heaven, he knoweth that what? That you have need. God knows my need. God knows how to supply my need. God, and I can be thankful, and it shows a heart of gratitude. The Lord has been so good to all of us. And really, we deserve nothing. We don't deserve it. But he's been so good. And what he has given to us is sufficient. Paul, as we preached the other day, prayed three times, remove the thorn. And the Lord said, my grace is sufficient. Praise the Lord tonight. In these things, we can be thankful. We can bless his holy name because he knoweth that we have need of these things. Seek ye first the kingdom of God, his righteousness. All these things shall be added unto you. We can trust him, and he will supply. He will give. Learn to look for both blessings and lessons in our circumstances. We all face something different every day, but God has a blessing for us, and God has a lesson for us. And when we get that,
then in those things we can be thankful. Prayerfully accept what God has for our lives. Just be willing to say thank you. Replace griping and murmuring with thanksgiving and praise. Just trust the Lord, and He will supply our need. So the verse there that we start out with, the verse that's given to us, 5:18, in everything, didn't say some things, in everything, give thanks. Those things that come to us, Paul says, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What's God's will in my life? That in everything I can give thanks. That's just that simple. Sometimes we make it so very, very hard. May the Lord bless us and help us. Pray for the families tonight that we've mentioned, the prayer requests that are given, and just pray the Lord would help each one. Also, I forgot to announce the wedding shower on Sunday, June the 5th for Seth and Taylor, and that'll be after the morning service. We'll have a light lunch and have the shower right after that. So that's June the 5th. All right, let's stand together.